What did you say? Has God addressed the issue of your mouth yet? Do you open it to let cruel and hurtful words fly to the ears of others? Are you a person who always has something more to say? The tongue is the hardest thing to control, and yet we are instructed to keep it closely guarded. The longer it takes to realize the damage of a loose tongue, the longer you will stand before the Lord on the day of judgment as he jogs your memory. I tell you this, on the day of judgment, people will have to give account for every careless word they have spoken. For by your own words you will be acquitted, and by your own words you will be condemned. Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37. If your words are kind, uplifting, and encouraging, imagine how wonderful you will feel when Father repeats them back to you. However, if the words stupid, idiot, brat, jerk, etc. escape your lips on a regular basis, imagine the shame that will be heaped upon you as Father condemns you with your own words. In the 1960s, there was a popular American comedy called I Love Lucy. Her husband, Ricky, would often say, "Lucy, you got some splainin' to do." And a look of dread would contort her face. It was a fun show, full of good humor, that always ended well. I picture myself somewhere in the future, standing before the righteous judge as he says to me, "Linda, you got some splainin' to do." It won't be a humorous situation, as shame and dread contort my face. The past cannot be undone, however. We can change our future if we start the day with Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.